Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, list. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Gwyneth should be here momentarily. We are working on connecting with Gwyneth in Australia. I see that we have... A line was ringing. It's on hold. I'm not sure if that is Gwyneth, but we are feverishly trying to connect with her. Gwyneth, if that's you, just please stay with us. Brad or Jason will pick up and fill out the call screen. Yesterday, I decided to pick up the phone and call my one remaining friend who... happens to be a broadcaster. I haven't talked to him in quite a while. And his name is Dane Wigington. He has a broadcast. And he is probably the only other independent broadcast other than USA Prepares. And, you know, we don't talk all the time, but I did want to hear his voice, and I wanted to check his pulse. Literally, yeah. And so I did call Dane Wigington, and we talked for at length. And we talked about my hypothesis about the fork, about the COVID fork that has two prongs. One is to get people, first to aerosolize the virus, to get people sick, to get them to panic, to get them to line jump, to be the first to get the vaccine. And then when all of them had the vaccine, the next thing was to distribute the vaccine to those who were still willing to get it. And then the idea was to encourage people to get it with you know, lotteries and those kinds of things. And then it was, well, free pizza if you get the injection. And then it's free injections, and then it's mandates, and then it's lockdowns, and then it's unlockdowns, and then lockdowns, and getting people to think that if they wanted to go to the supermarket or the mall, they needed to be vaccinated and lead them to getting the, I'm using the term vaccine, but it's not a vaccine. It's a death weapon. In my opinion. Everything that I say is my opinion. Don't believe a word I say. And then it's forcing people in the military, forcing people to take the vaccine that government agencies are exempt from taking, like Congress. And then the other fork is one that is equal as insidious. This fork, in my hypothesis, is to encourage reckless and careless behavior by letting people know that this isn't real, this is fake, this is fraud, and to use the term that is running around the media, BS. Not my words. Those are their words. Well, I told you that day one, a couple of years ago, this is real, this is dangerous, this is expensive, this is debilitating, this is deadly. It's a bioweapon. It either escaped or was released intentionally, and either the Chinese did it, we did it, or there was a combination of both who did it. And it looks like all of those are true. Well, here we are. I shared that with Dane Wigington, and he agreed. And he said he's saying the same thing. So independently, two guys who never met each other, who are friends, who trust each other. Dane is a senior USA Prepares instructor. He and I came up with exactly the same conclusion, and we both said it. But we didn't talk to each other about it. He feels, and I feel, that this is an extinction-type event. This is to kill most of us. Now is the time to consider. To consider what you're hearing. Why are people saying what they say? Why are people saying that this is fake and fraud and BS? When clearly you have to be a moron to think that it's fake and fraud and BS. That's disinformation. People are really, really sick from it. And I'm trying Gwyneth, can you take over, please? Gwyneth, are you there? Let's see. I'm looking at the screen.
How about this? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, sorry about
that. Gwyneth, I got some very... we've got...
technical issues here.
The delay, we have a long delay right
sorry.
Now. Gwyneth, you don't know this, but you know half of it, but you don't know all of it. We now have two people in the USA Prepares family who have the coronavirus. One of them is not doing very well at all. And we need another miracle for both of them. I'm not kidding.
Oh, dear.
Mm-hmm. Can you take over?
Oh, dear. Yeah, I will. Yeah. This is that, you know, this people have got to really take this thing seriously. You know, I heard what Vincent was saying about, you know, the coronavirus being a very complex operation. I personally believe that the whole thing was on purpose, because it basically is following a playbook. And that playbook was Event 201, and it was played out a number of years ago in an exercise, and it's basically they said, well, yeah, well, this is what we're going to do, and, oh, we're just having a game here, so, you know, don't worry, it's a just-in-case scenario. But then something plays out in the real world that happens to exactly... parallel everything that they said in their drill. And that was what they did. And the idea behind the whole coronavirus thing is massive depopulation. And some people are being told, yeah, it's nothing, it's, you know, just, you know, it doesn't exist or whatever. But the thing is, it is, it's a drill. It's a playbook, and the idea behind this playbook is massive genocide and depopulation apocalyptic level. Fall of Rome, collapse of the entire modern world level of playbook. That's what's going on. And people have to realize that. They have to wake up to the seriousness of these events. And, you know, even if, I'm not saying that this is the case, but even if there was not a disease originally, there certainly is now, through all the injections and the problems that that is causing. The fact that, insurance actuaries, which means analysts in the insurance industry here in Australia, just the last day or two, there's been news reports come out that 79,000 coronavirus vaccine reactions, have been recorded by the insurance industry, and that they are showing that there is a 40% higher than normal death rate, when a 10% higher than normal death rate might occur once every 200 years. So this was a, one in a thousand or 1 in 2,000 year level event. It's just mind-blowing, you know, that this sort of event is happening now, and it's something that has scarcely happened in the whole history of the world, because, of course, 2,000 years ago, the planet was not as connected as it is now. They didn't have international air travel. They didn't have, well, they had some international maritime travel, but not to the extent that we've got now. And it's just absolutely mind-blowing that people could say that there's nothing going on here, so just move along. There's absolutely, you know, like I said, I've always said that it's going to be the cascading domino effect, even more so than the original disease. And for many people, the original disease is much the same as a common cold. But the common cold, when white people first came to South America, wiped out entire tribes because they had no, their immune system had no knowledge of it. And it wiped them out. Oh my gosh, I'm just yawning. It's just after 2 a.m. in the morning here. So that's why I'm yawning. But this is the truth of it. And what they're doing is they're getting people to have injection after injection after injection after injection to where, you know, it wipes out their immune system and they are getting wiped out by the common cold in some cases. And then the deaths are getting labelled as coronavirus, as in COVID-19. And, this is it. And in other cases, it is actually the COVID-19 disease itself.
So we'll be right back.
This is it. You take it.
We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. It's been a heartbreaking morning here at USA Prepares. I was on the phone with another instructor, and I was on the phone with a medical doctor, and we're trying to pull out all the stops to help one of our faculty members. And so this destruction of humanity is absolutely real. You know, in the early days of the coronavirus, you know, it was just, we saw these numbers, thousands of people getting it per day, and then it was tens of thousands, and then it was hundreds of thousands, and now it's like a million. And we're thinking, in the early days, we're thinking, okay, there's got to be some truth to this information. It can't be all fabricated. And we're watching the numbers climb, and there was panic. But we didn't know anybody. We didn't know anybody who had it. And a friend called in from the East Coast, New York City, and he said there were bodies piling up outside the hospital in body bags because there's so many bodies that they didn't have room in the morgues or the crematoriums or the funeral homes or the, you know, people digging holes in the ground and burying the bodies in the cemetery. They were just piling up. So we knew that this was real, but yet the alternative media, some people who call themselves the alternative media, sometimes they say the independent media, were saying that it wasn't real. It's all fake. It was not fake. It was real. And we had people on the ground. That's what we do at USA Prepares. I told you that I was not supposed to be at this meeting at the highest level of the hospital system. I was present. And I heard firsthand how serious this was. And this was the early days, the very, very earliest of days, where there was only two units of personal protection gear for each department in the hospital. Two. So obstetrics would have two. Surgery would have two. Cardiology, two. Pulmonology, two. And that there were only 300 COVID tests available for four states. So Missouri had a quarter of those, or 75 tests. It's all true. And still people didn't believe it. I don't know what it takes. And now people are realizing that not only do they know someone who has had COVID, it's in their family. And not only do they know someone who has had COVID in their family, they know someone who's died from it. One of their relatives. This thing is insidious, and it's real. And I'm angry. I'm angry at the mass stupidity. The mass stupidity of people who do things like charter a plane. And then they have their masks off, they're vaping, and they're flying to a tourist destination. And they're partying like it's New Year's. They're drinking, they're absolutely wild. How does that happen? Do you think maybe, just maybe, those people have been lured into this trap to be purchasing a seat for a big party, and they don't know all the people, and they're laughing and scratching and giggling like a bunch of morons? And they get on a plane, and maybe, and these are social influencers, that's who they are, on this charter flight, just made the news, and they're all having a lot of fun. Absolutely no cares in the world. They're all breathing the same air. And guess what? They violated air policy for the company that flew them. And the company's not going to fly them back. They're stuck. They're stuck. I'll tell you a little bit more about it when we come back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
America is coming up on the one-year anniversary of January 6th on Thursday. Polls by Axios, both before and after last year's occupation on Capitol Hill. 2,500 people were polled last year and 2,600 people this year. A slim majority of Americans say President Biden won the 2020 election at 55%. A quarter of Americans do not believe Joe Biden should be president, and 16% say they just don't know. In a letter to colleagues this week, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, said the Senate will debate and vote on changing Senate rules If Republicans block a vote on stripping the states of voting rights and nationalizing our elections to Washington, D.C.
We're discussing them in private with Senators Manchin, Senator Sinema, and before we vote on them, or whichever one we've arrived at, you'll hear and see about it.
USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
A heroic dog found on a New Hampshire highway led police to its owner, who was ejected from a pickup truck at a nearby crash site on Monday night. New Hampshire State Police Officer Lieutenant Daniel Baldessar on NBC5.
Almost alerting them to what was off the roadway, which they discovered a truck which had been overturned with two gentlemen that were ejected from the vehicle.
A German Shepherd named Tinsley was spotted by witnesses on Interstate 89 in Lebanon. When a state trooper and a Lebanon police officer approached the dog, the animal darted northbound on the highway and crossed into Vermont. Driver Cam Laundrie talks about his dog's efforts.
She's my little guardian angel, you know. It's a miracle, you know, how she has that kind of intelligence and to do what she did.
Remember back in the day when BlackBerry devices ruled the world? Well, we've reached the end of an era.
As of Tuesday, legacy services for BlackBerry devices ceased. That means any device running classic BlackBerry software is no longer reliable. The company's Android-based smartphones, however, will continue to function normally. BlackBerry now focuses on providing security software for enterprises and governments. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
For more information, please visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're
take my.
When you go,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, here's an example of what I've been talking about. So according to the New York Post, January 4th, 2022, headline, quote, Canadian party flight probed for drinking, vaping amid COVID surge, end quote. Goes on to say that there was a flight that took off called Sunwing Airlines. It's a charter flight from Montreal to Cancun on December 30th. Dancing in the aisles, vaping, using the public address system, posing for selfies, you know, with vodka. These are social media influencers. They're showing people how it goes. These are the people that morons follow. And they're showing people, you know, what it's like to have fun. There they are. And they're breathing the recycled air. Okay? These are young people, morons, in my opinion. And I'm still allowed to have an opinion. And other people will follow them, just like other people are following those who say that the coronavirus, COVID-19, is fake fraud and, to use their term, BS. So they go off and do these reckless things, go to parties, infect each other, go play cards and say, oh, no, not me. I don't have COVID. I'm fine. All the while, one of them is sick and infects another one and one dies. Literally, that happened. Made the news. There are people who are me first. There are people who are reckless. There are people who are careless. And then, so this second prong of the same fork that I've been telling you about is this. And it's in the media. It's in all kinds of media. It's in radio. It's in television. It's in on the internet. It's these videos. Here it is. People encouraging other people to do the dumbest things. And people are so dumb, the generally dumb public, that they follow the lead of these social media morons. So, what does this mean? This means that if you have Facebook and you say, look at me, look at me, look at me, you've lost your mind. If you follow social influencers like, oh, the Kardashians, watch them bend over every way that's possible, you've lost your mind. If you let your children pursue that kind of media, you've lost your mind. This thing is real. It's taken out two of my extended family members, and I believe it's taken out two of my close friends so far who had microphones. Seriously. There are fewer of us left. I'm in the 70-year-old club. Most of USA Prepares instructors are, you know, somewhere around my age. Gwyneth is the youngest. And we're not getting any younger. And as this thing unfolds and takes more and more of us out, you're going to have less real information to go by. And it just makes me sick. I am literally heartbroken from the news I received this morning. It was not good. And I can't tell you what happened. But we at USA Prepares have pulled out the stops. Two of our instructors are working on it to see if we can turn the situation around. It's entirely possible that there will be few of us than there are now in a very short time. And I don't like it. I'm angry. I'm angry that this thing was engineered. And the people who are involved make me sick. And I had a discussion with a guy last night. And it was based on a question that I asked the class. So if you have a friend and he voted for the current regime, and that regime has cost you money through inflation, through rules, through regulations, through losing your business, you've lost family, and you've had more restrictions placed on you, and that person still supports that regime, is that person still your friend? My answer is no. I've been contacted by a friend who supported that regime. And that friend wants me to call back. And I haven't. I don't want to. I don't want to call back. Because that person has cost me a lot of money. That person has caused death and destruction by supporting the regime. I'm talking about the Joe Biden regime. 50 years on the government dole. 50 years. Do you think that he didn't know about how we were funding the people who were funding the research that's illegal to build these bioweapons, which are illegal, against the Geneva Convention, against the laws of nature, against everything that I think is honorable? That's where we are. I've lost a lot of friends. And then in this discussion with one of our other instructors last night, he said, well, you know, if they did it because they were out of ignorance, that's one thing. And I said, how can anybody believe right now that the current regime is doing the right thing? After all this, how could that person still be your friend? And I think we came to agreement that, no, that person can't. Gwen, is any comments?
I'm on a spider hunt here. I'm sorry, I've just had an Australian level spider show up. it's a small one, but its species is you know, you see these pictures of these enormous spiders on the internet that they have in Australia. We really do have them here in Australia. And it's here somewhere. And I'm ready with a cat or fly spray. So I have been listening. I think that it is absolutely terrible what these young people are doing. And, you know, this is, I think they need to start listening to, I mean, I wouldn't consider myself to be particularly old, but I would say that I've got a lot of experience. And, you know, the young people need to start listening to us oldies, because this is a matter of life and death for them. But what can you do? They think they know everything. They think, oh, well, I've raised myself up to about, you know, the age of 20 or 25 or 30 or whatever. And you say, well, maybe it was your parents and a lot of their wisdom that actually did that, you know. And even a lot of people my age are not particularly wise, but even so, they've probably got a bit more sense than your average millennial. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense, because when you're young, you tend to feel you're invincible, and as you get older, you realize that it really hurts when you fall down. And you know, Gwyneth, I was reading about, I'm just shifting gears just a little bit here, but supermarket shelves, I understand, in Sydney are becoming more and more barren as COVID isolates, or the rules are isolating staff at supermarkets. Is that true?
I haven't seen any images. I haven't actually been online that much lately. But it wouldn't at all surprise me, because what we were saying was the absolute situation with the lockdown, with the fact that there's not enough truck drivers. You know, all of these things, like I said 2 years ago, it's going to be the cascading domino effect of the coronavirus. And it's designed to be a civilization-ending event. That's what it's absolutely designed to be.
Yes, and that's...
And you're crazy if you
that
think
is,
that it's all going to go away and that everything's going to be okay. Because it's not going to be okay. Okay? We're going to see the end of civilization. We're heading into a Mad Max world. That's what I've been saying for many, many years. And in fact, Archie, when he was alive, which he died 18 years ago, He said, listen, just before Jesus Christ comes back, you're going to see this place. He meant Australia, and he especially meant Victoria. He said, you're going to see this place descend into a Mad Max world just before Jesus comes back, Jenny. Or, you know, whatever. That's what he said. This is it. Yeah, he's a... I wish I could get it through to people.
You can't.
You cannot
get.
And they're saying, oh, yeah, we're going to go and buy some land, we're going to save some money, buy some land. I said, oh, well, that's nice. And in the back of my head, it's like, you're not going to be able to do it. You've run out of time. You know, and it's not your fault because you're young. And it's just the way that time has been ticking. But you're not going to get that chance to do that, you know, because it's all going to collapse. But the good thing is that if you can survive, then there's going to be a lot of empty farms lying around unoccupied. You know, because there's going to be a lot of people who the previous occupants were not sensible enough to plan for this sort of thing, and their land is going to be vacant. That's a really, really sad fact, but it's true. So anyone out
they're
going to have to worry about buying a farm. They're not going to have to worry about buying a farm. They'll just have to go out in the countryside when this is all over. And there's going to be a lot of unoccupied farms.
I agree. And if you guys want to see what it's like, you
want to
see what it's like, watch. Just watch The Walking Dead, and you will see how these farms were taken over by people who just found them and claimed them.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, let me just be really, really frank. This may insult some of you. That's okay. It may cause some of you to leave class permanently. That's okay. Anyone who doesn't believe that this is absolutely, positively real, I'm talking about COVID. Anyone who doesn't believe that this is not designed to extinguish life on Earth, meaning people, and save what's left for the ruling class. Anyone who believes that this is fake, fraud, and BS. Anyone who contributes to that message, that this is not real, is an idiot. No one has to be in class at USA Prepares. Nobody has to be here. There is no mandate. We don't require you to be in class. We don't require you to do homework. We don't require you to do anything. It's entirely up to you. And if you choose to be in class, that's wonderful. You're one of the few who may survive. How many are there? Well, I used to think there were 10% of us. Then 5, then 3, then 2, then 1. My new number, my latest number, and I've had this same number for years, is now 0.1%. That's it. So the rest are going to have a real hard time. Those are like the people who are on were on Interstate 95 yesterday. Oh, they just thought that they would go out and go to work. And they were on the road stuck for 19 hours or more. There were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cars trapped 55 miles long, 5 vehicles wide, and some were trapped for more than 27 hours. And the Virginia's governor was Ralph Northam, was under criticism for failing to deploy the National Guard. So you're in this snowstorm. The highways, the Interstate 95 is not really plowed well. So the first car has an accident. Then all the cars behind can't go forward because there's an accident, spinning out of lane. Okay, and then cars get stuck in the ice and the snow. And then then people are waiting for the tow truck. They can't get there because of the cheese graters and the guardrails and the concrete barriers and all that important stuff that was put there to prevent you from being extricated from an accident. Yeah, it's the dumbest thing, right? But that's what happened. We have people, on highly paid people, that engineer this kind of nonsense, these death traps. So then how do you get out of this mess? Well, I guess you get a helicopter, right? The tow trucks couldn't get there. The police couldn't get there. Nobody could get there. 27 hours, there was a guy by the name of Tim Kaine. He's a former vice presidential candidate and Virginia state senator. He was one of the people stuck in a snowy pileup. He was stranded yesterday. 27 hours. Now, I guess he was one of the lucky ones to get out early because he has a more powerful cell phone than anybody else. His says, State Senator Tim Kaine. Okay? So people jump when that call gets received. Well, who in their right mind would get on Interstate 95 in that kind of weather? People ran out of gas. They were freezing cold. They were begging for food. They were calling DoorDash to get food. Did they really think they were going to get food? Nobody could move. It was gridlock. This is the kind of stupidity.
They're calling DoorDash to get food.
Right.
When they're stuck in the traffic jam. It's 55 miles long. What are these people thinking?
Right. So the point, and Virginia
is that,
compounding it?
Is that traffic jam cleared, by the way?
They're still working on it. I got information from our daughter. She has, experience with it. It's a mess. I mean, there are tractor-trailer crashes. They're hard to take apart, when these tractor-trailers crash. And you have to have, a smooth, good road to get traction to pull these things out of the way. This is really serious. This is the height of stupidity. People going out in their car. If I had a job and the boss said, okay, I'll see you tomorrow, I'd say, I don't think so. I think the weather is so bad, you probably won't see me tomorrow. And I've got really good condition mechanical cars. Mechanically, they're really good. Fire trucks are stuck. I mean, everybody's stuck. It's ice and snow and stupid people doing stupid things are in the way. And they break down in front of you because they have no idea how to fix a car. We're not going to get out of this class for 20 years. This is Mad Max.
I think you're too optimistic. Since I don't think we're getting out of this at all. Not even in 20 years.
Well, I was just trying to bring some positivity to the broadcast class. Gwyneth, we're going to talk about some other things. When we come back, why don't you take the lead, please, and let's get back on track.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.